Today on Dog Pound Report, an exclusive interview with Joe Thomas about an emerging locker room leader. Will the Browns run more in 2015? And we discuss the Cavs' chance to bring a championship to Cleveland. This is Dog Pound Report.
Have a good Sunday morning to you, everybody. Welcome to the Dog Pound Report. I'm Mike Cairns, filling in for Andy Baskin, who will actually join us later in the show from Oakland. And joining me, Matt Wilhelm. And I know this guy pretty well, so it's good to be joined up again. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. What an exciting weekend for Cleveland.
You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get right into this week's trending topics. The Browns entered their second week OTAs, and it looks like they're really starting to settle in as both offense and defense are showing improvement. Head coach Mike Pettine talked about this improvement during this week's OTA press conference.
I thought today was good. I thought the move the ball period was very competitive. The offense did a nice job driving at the end. But this isn't real football, so that's right. It's tough. Some of those run plays, I mean, we're not playing flag football. They might have gone for a little bit more than what they did. So I think the days are productive. I think we're doing a good job of understanding how to practice, how to be good teammates and stay up and not put each other at risk, because that's difficult to do.
All right, you're out there every day, and Browns fans watching the show right now, the big question, so where is the defense at this point compared to the offense?
Defense is by far and away ahead, simply because they've installed last year. You know, Jim O'Neill, we had on Cleveland Browns Daily, talked about we can get into the graduate level side of this defense, which means taking what we did last year, fixing, stopping the run, which he made very clear to us as well, but graduate some of the coverages, some of the exotic blitzes right now. And again, John DeFilippo is installing his offense, a lot of shifts, a lot of movements. This is new to Josh McCown. This is definitely new to Johnny Manziel, but they're adapting very well, but the defense is definitely dominating.
Yeah, and I hear so many good things about John DeFilippo's offense, and this offense looks like it's showing a lot of promise.
It is. Again, being in the building each and every day, have the opportunity to go out, either look from the windows or walk right out to practice, had an opportunity to talk to John DeFilippo and just threw out my two cents as a former linebacker in the NFL, and I said, all those shifts and movements make it really tough on a defense. And he's like, are you being facetious? I said, no, it's for real. And it is definitely true. When you can get a defense kind of off kilter, making checks, you know, miscommunication is all it takes for a chunk run or a chunk pass between a DB and a linebacker, whatever it may be. And it's working to our advantage right now. We just have to, you know, crawl and then walk and then eventually run by the time September gets here.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of the OTAs, too, they don't have helmets on. Sometimes, most of the times, they don't have pads on. But can you sense the competition even in this shortened environment that they have?
You definitely can. And I know Nathan Zagura and myself have written out who we think is going to make the team. But there are position battles in each and every room, and it's driving that competition. And you can tell on the football field, but you really do tell and you really do grow throughout these OTAs. Otherwise, they wouldn't have them. And that's part of becoming a pro and why I feel like a guy like Xavier Cooper, Danny Shelton when he gets back, Vince Maley when his hand is healthy, and Nate Orchard, those rookies, can really adapt to this game quickly by learning how to practice like a pro at full tempo, as we heard from Mike Pettine talk about keeping guys off the ground, keeping guys away from the knees, and still getting something out of these practices.
All right. Also this week, Pro Bowl veteran Joe Thomas was on Cleveland Browns Daily to talk about the team and another emerging leader in the Browns locker room, quarterback Josh McCown.
Well, he's a guy that's been around a long time, so he obviously understands what it takes to be a winner in the NFL. He's done a great job so far from what we've seen. I'm never a guy that's been good at evaluating quarterback play, but the ball seems to be coming out on time, and there's guys that are catching his passes. So from that standpoint, it's been great. And also just to have another guy that's got that type of experience under his belt in that huddle, in that locker room is really awesome. And I feel like it kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off me. And especially when you have a guy like that at the quarterback position, which is the number one position where you need that leadership, that command of the huddle.
Now you're on Cleveland Browns Daily. So you were there for the whole entire conversation. You look at a guy like Joe Thomas and all this guy wants to do is win. All he wants to do is get to the playoffs. But when you hear him talk about Josh McCown and he uses the term leadership as a Browns fan, how do you not get fired up to know that's the guy that's getting under center for you, hopefully for 16 games this season?
It feels like something that has escaped Cleveland for so long. They've had quarterbacks, but those quarterbacks haven't necessarily been the best leaders. And I think they have that in Josh McCown. That's why he was brought here, to be the starter, to lead Johnny potentially now and into the future. But he's taken that role as a leader in the locker room. he's out there having fun. You know, he's 35-plus years old. He's having fun with his receivers, chasing them down the field when they make a throw. But what I really think is so important about Josh McCown is you have Joe Hayden, a defensive player. You have Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner as defensive players who are leaders in that locker room. Now you have that stand-up voice, not only as your quarterback, but on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and you went exactly where I was going to go. You talk about all the defensive leaders, and this team was built around leaders. One of the things Mike Pettine did was bring in those defensive guys that you talked about. Joe Thomas has been a leader. We all know that. Isn't it natural for the quarterback to be a leader? Don't you want him to be? Even if you're in the locker room going, man, I want this guy to stand up and say something.
You're right about that. Absolutely. The template is out there around this league with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. It feels like we have that guy in Josh McCown right now.
All right. And lastly, Browns and Bills have agreed to hold joint practice sessions in Pittsburgh, New York in the days leading up to the team's nationally televised preseason showdown at First Energy Stadium. The practice is slated for Monday, August 17th at 10 a.m., Tuesday, August 18th at 6 p.m. at St. John Fisher's College. The Browns and Bills square off the following Thursday here in Cleveland at 8 o'clock in a preseason game that'll be broadcast by ESPN. I know you're a guy who never had the chance to actually have one of those type of scrimmages all week long with another team, but how good would this be for the Browns?
It's going to be huge for the Cleveland Browns, and Mike Pettine would not have signed off on this if it wasn't. I think Browns teams have passed. You feel like they have a good preseason. They're getting things together throughout training camp. You're excited for the season, and then it starts, and they're not what you thought it was. This is going to be a litmus test for this team. It's going to be a litmus test for a lot of those competitions going on in different groups. If you play well in that scrimmage and then carry it over into the game, you get that check in the positive box, and that there's going to be a lot of tight battles, and that's the way to differentiate the talent on this team.
Yeah, I think Browns fans are going to be fired up to actually see them play somebody or at least scrimmage somebody during the preseason, getting into the preseason as you go through training camp. Much more to come here on the Dog Pound Report. Stick around.
After the break, can Duke Johnson repeat his college performance in the pros? How will LeBron and company perform in the NBA Finals? And our social post of the week.